At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
All right, welcome to the show of Rational Thoughts. You're going to want to take notes because we've got some very interesting information today for you. Actually, I got a special guest who's in our space, in the author space, and she's got a resume that reads pretty extensively. She's the founder of a company called Go All In Media. She's a show producer. She hosts her own TV show on ABC 15 in Phoenix. She's a best-selling author, speaker, and comes from Thailand, my second home. I want to be. And she's inspired hundreds and thousands of people, mostly entrepreneurs, to reinvent their business. She's got 20 years of experience, and she dedicates her life to inspiring others to unleash their limiting beliefs and commit to their dreams and goals, right? She's been featured on over 480 media outlets, including this one. But she's been on CBS, ABC, Fox, Wall Street Journal, many, many more. She's the founder of an event called the International Impact Book Awards. And she's helped authors and entrepreneurs build their brand authority and credibility within their industry. So welcome to the show, my good friend and other author, publisher, speaker friend, Nim Stant. Nim, how are you today?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm super excited.
Glad to have you on. Tell me about why people should bother listening to us today.
Why? Well, because if you are an entrepreneur, you haven't read a book yet, or if you're an author, this interview, this conversation is actually going to take you to the next level. I'm not talking about A, B, C. I'm talking about quantum leap, right? How to sell your book, how to get featured, and many more to draw your target audience into your business. So,
terrific. Take a look. Okay, we'll get into that that quantum leap stuff in a moment. First, I want to find out more about you. So, you're from Thailand, which is, like I said, like my second home. I've been there about 20 times. So we love our Pad Thai and our Muay Thai. What caused you to get into this business?
Well, I always believe that everyone have a story inside of us, right? And as a little girl, I always, seriously, as crazy it is, I talk to the tree, I talk to the nature. You know, I want to communicate with someone. I didn't know there is a God because in Thailand, it's Buddhist country, right? So we didn't believe in God. We didn't even know there's God. So, but I always have, want to communicate with someone. So start writing my journal, always write my journal until COVID hit. And, as like many of us, we just stay home. We have nothing to do. So I have the time that I can't make an excuse. So I ask myself, if people talk about Nim Stant, if people think about Nim Stant, what do you want people to think about? Who are you really? So I thought about that and I thought, okay, the first word come to my mind is go all in. I always commit. I always focus. I always take action. And that's my quality that I have. And I think this is the blessing. So that's why that's how I start with my writing.
Terrific. And the media thing is very interesting to me. I spent a little time on ABC myself in the radio world. How'd you get involved with the TV station there in Phoenix?
I mean, as crazy as it sounds, you just make a phone call. So, a lot of people get in their way, right? They just like think they need to have connection. They have to build their name, have many years of experience, what it is. Me as an immigrant, I have nothing to lose, right? When I first moved here, I only have $300, seriously. So I'm just Google ABC 15 or Fox or wherever I want to be on, right? And then I call and I said, I have a show and who do I talk to? I call the news desk in the morning, early morning. And they said, do you have example of your segment to show us? And I said, I don't have, but I will be back. And that's how I start. And then, meeting with producer, meeting with a team from ABC. And, after a few months, we get in.
Nice. And is it a weekly show or a one-off? What's the format of your program?
It is actually a weekly show.
Okay. And what do you put authors on there?
Author, speaker, and any business that want to showcase themselves. But my keyword is impact, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we do International Impact Book Awards. Right. So everyone have the story, but that story need to impact the audience. It's mm-hmm. not just like, tell me your depressing story, right? Like, how can this impact the viewer? Because we all struggle, but we yeah. need to help each other, and we can lift each other up. So that's you know, people that I want to interview.
That's terrific. I want to find out more about that, but in a minute. But first, I want to find out more about you. So you came here to United States. Did you speak English before you arrived? Is it pretty common over there, or what?
No, I mean, we learned English since I would say third grade.
Okay.
But even English teacher over there cannot speak English to the foreigner.
Yeah.
So and they teach English. So it's failed system, yeah. right? I mean, same thing. Like if you learn Chinese here in the US and you go to China, do you think you can, right? You know, get around?
Right.
It's tough when you're not like in the place, right? Mm-hmm. So I moved here probably 22 years ago. When I moved here, I was 21. I was single, young, here by myself. Mm-hmm. I remember on the airplane from Thailand to LA,
right.
whatever I want to eat, you know, when the flight attendant asks, like, what you want,
yeah.
you know, I just point because I cannot say it. I just point.
I still do that. That's okay.
I know orange juice. I know the word orange juice. I know the word apple juice. You know, so I've been drinking orange juice and apple juice like throughout the flight.
Nice. Okay. So you came here, and what was your business or job? What were you working on before you started in the publishing industry?
So I have a dance background. I have a master's degree in Indian classical dance.
Whoa! Hold on a second. You have a master's degree in Indian classical dance?
Classical, yeah, from India.
Wow, well, that's very interesting. Why?
Yeah, Doug, like, you know, some people said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him the plan.
Right.
So my plan is to be a professional, the only one in Thailand who teach Indian classical dance at the university.
Yeah.
My teacher mm-hmm. was there, but he almost retired, and I knew I couldn't okay. replace him. I want to be the one. I want to be the only one.
Sure.
Went to India, studied that, came back to Thailand. I was the one. And then, you know, met a guy, got married, mm-hmm. moved to the U.S. That's mm-hmm. not how God laughed at me. You know, God said, no, you're not going to be in Thailand. You're going to be in the U.S. So then because of the dance background, it's very specific area.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find a job here.
Yeah.
So the university hired me to teach, the community college hired me to teach, but they hired me to teach yoga.
Okay.
Because they thought it's Indian.
Indian, right? Close enough.
You know, close enough. So I was a fake yoga teacher for a while and just make enough money to pay bills and run around 5 to 6 different gyms and studio a day.
Yeah.
Feeling miserable. And then start to host a yoga retreat back in Thailand and sign a contract for 13 different countries around the world. Then COVID hit. Here we go. God laughed again.
The contract was for teaching yoga?
Yeah, for hosting a yoga retreat, travel. And we already have people, you know, like pay for 2 years in advance to travel with me.
Yeah.
But because of the COVID hit, everyone asked for the refund.
And that was your business. You were doing that, so you had to refund all those people.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, it's
good, yeah.
you know, you use the money, cash flow, and stuff like that, and then you have to find the money to refund.
Yeah, wow.
So it was brutal during COVID. But I always say this, Doc. Like, I always say, obstacle is a detour to the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So without COVID, without that challenging and obstacle, I would not have today. I would not fight this hard. And I'm very proud that I get to where I'm at today. So after I start writing the book, people on social media start, you know, contact me. They watch me and they follow me and they want to know how I do what I do.
Yeah.
And I start to give out the information for free.
Mm-hmm.
But when more and more people ask, I start to listen to the market. And say, okay, I can actually make money from this.
Yeah, sure.
So then I start to to create this, you know, the whole formula of media company go out in media. So from the book, turn into a media company and then turn into a festival, a stage, Going Fest, where authors, speakers, entrepreneurs come to speak on my stage.
That is what we want to talk about today, because I was so impressed with the website. Matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can pull up here on our call at the same time. Let me see if I can do this without messing things up. Hold on a second. Here we go. Tell us about this event that you've got coming up here, Nim. It sounds really good. Celebrating your niche and keep going. Yeah.
So International Impact Book Award is part of my passion. I want to celebrate authors. Mm-hmm. I want to gather authors in the room so that we can share more message, because I believe that God called me to be a multiplier. Mm-hmm. If I only speak on my stage, on the stage, sharing the message by myself, it's not big enough. It's not fast enough. And I believe in quantum leap strategy, right? So you not only go step by step, it's a trap. You want to take that leap. So by gather all the authors, work together, share the message together, supporting each other, that's how we can multiply the message. So this organization is to celebrate authors.
Nice.
We accept books from fiction, nonfiction, for over 80 categories. You can submit your book. You know, your book either on Amazon or, you know, ebook or whatever it is. Please submit your book to us. The team, the committee will review your book and see if it's worth celebrating. I mean, it's all worth celebrating, right? Whether or not. However, we really, really select the winner from different categories. And then we have an event coming up on March 30th, International Impact Book Award Gala to celebrate authors.
Right. And this is it's a conference all day and then a gala at night. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So during the day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the conference. And we have all the travel from over the country. Outside U.S. as well, like someone as far as Singapore will be there. So I thought, okay, seeing a lot of authors will be here, why don't we teach them, you know, how to not just to sell the book, sell copies of the book, but to build that funnel, right? Because you can turn one book concept into seven-figure business. And that's how we're going to teach you. During the conference, we have six speakers that will be teaching at the conference. Then we have gala from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. For authors who step on stage and receive a trophy on stage. Right there that you see is Quante Bosco Adam. His book just turned into a movie. So you never know who's in the room, what magic can happen. Your book can turn into a movie as well. We have Mark Victor Hansen from The Chicken Soup of the Soul, Sharon Letter from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. We just have Sean Cannon from Karate Kids, the Hollywood star, will be there at the gala. So super excited. If you have not checked it out, if you are author, if you have not checked it out, please hurry up because the room is filled up very soon.
That's terrific. That's terrific. So before you launched the Gallon Conference, you mentioned, you know, doing a media business, going from, you know, yoga to media. So
I know, right?
Why not? What does your media company actually do besides put people, obviously you put them on TV on your TV show, right?
Yeah. So as I built this, and again, I never go to school. I never go to business school to learn how to do this. My good friend, she's a journalist from New York Times. She said, Nim, do you understand people go to grad school to do what you do? And you didn't even go to any school? And I was like, what the heck I'm doing? Sometimes I'm asking myself. Right. So we are not a media matchmaker. You know, we are not helping author or entrepreneur to get on different TV stations, different magazines, whatever it is. We are the platform. So if you want to promote your book and your story and your business, you can fly into Phoenix and interview on our show, Go All In Show, that is aired on ABC 15. You can also feature on our magazine, the Global Thought Leaders magazine. You also can speak on our stage, go in first. So we have all the platform that that can positioning you to, you know, become the well-known expert and gain more credibility and authority in the eyes of the audience.
Right. With all the authors you've worked with and talked to, what's been the biggest lesson you've learned from this experience?
The lesson that I learned, seriously, is a lot of authors get in their way a lot.
Sure.
You know, like, oh, I don't have my website done yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't record yet because whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So perfection is just the wallpaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I always said, if it doesn't break, get it done and move on.
Yeah. Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us, not just the author, but a lot of entrepreneurs, we just get in our way, including myself sometimes. Like, if I don't do hair and makeup, I don't want to get on camera.
Right? You should know, folks, she's actually just recovering from a pretty serious illness, flu or a cold or something. And you were acting up a lung before we started recording. So I'm very proud and impressed that you're able to do the interview today, actually.
I am fake not to cough right now.
Okay, just mute yourself for a second if you have to. It's okay. No problem.
Yeah.
My second question was like, what's the biggest challenge you've seen authors face? What's been holding most of them back? And I'm sure it's the same answer, right? Getting in their own way.
Right. And also the biggest mistake, I think, is the program in the mind of the author that they have to sell so many copies of their books to make money. But wait a minute, right? How much do you sell your book? $19, $15, $25 at the most.
Yeah.
It's such a low ticket. How many copies are you going to have to sell to make $1,000?
Yeah.
That's so tiring. Right. And especially when you start to build your name up, right? It's so hard to sell, except you got to make a phone call, send a text message to your friends to buy your book. You beg them to buy your book, right? Or post on social media all over the place. It's too slow. Mm-hmm. It's too small. So please listen to this. You don't have to just focus on selling the copy of your book.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your book to get you to the stage that you can speak in front of 200 to 300 people at a time and teach them, give them the value from the chapter of your book, and then hook them so that they can come and talk to you after you speak on stage, and then sell them your program, your funnel, whatever it is. The book is the hook. Book is the lead magnet, not the main product.
Right. Yeah. It's a very, very good point. We have to reiterate that quite often. I had one client, in fact, who we finished his book up, and he, you know, he built software. So it was a very interesting type of book because it's good stories about it. But I tried to book him on this podcast, actually. And he said, oh, I'm too busy. I'm like, too busy. It's a 20-minute show. He goes, yeah, I mailed that book out to all my clients. And he had a enterprise level software. So he maybe had a couple hundred clients, but they're, you know, 6-year clients. And he said, I mailed the book out to all them. I got so many referrals. We don't need to do any more marketing.
That's awesome.
He mailed out 200 books and probably made a few million dollars off of it. So you're right about the book, you know, trying to make money on a $20 product can be very tiring. It's faster.
Yeah, and then you feel discouraged.
Yeah.
Right. And then you feel discouraged and then you want to give up. And then you said writing a book is not going to work. It's not working.
Right, right. So what's next? You got this event coming at the end of March. And then what's next for you?
Well, the next event, I love hosting, you know, a gathering, you know, not just the event. I see this as a gathering.
Yeah.
In October, we have an event. Is called the Life Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for other visionary artists, healer, that have a story, woman, any age, because I want youth to be in the room. This is 300 women events. So
nice.
I would love to invite everyone to come and share.
Nice. That's great to know. Okay. We're going to focus on the one from March, of course, which is let's just get the URL up here and they'll see that in the chat, but it's internationalimpactbookawards.com. Go there, folks. It's right down in the transcript in the show notes below here. You can click on that. But if you can get to Phoenix at the end of March of 2024, this is a place to be. And Nim, you're a magnet for a lot of energy here. I really appreciate it. And I encourage anybody watching this to check it out and go to the show. Great. Thank you so much, Doug.
And thank you for having me here.
You bet. Appreciate it. And have a good one. Thank you so much. And that concludes our show for today. I hope you learned a lot. And if you can make it to this event, I guarantee it's going to be a great time. So enjoy yourself, and we'll see you next time.